seen many healings and miracles, and so we are happy that he is here. We want to welcome him. So our pastors are out of town today, but they send their love to you, Pastor Suresh. So I want to invite you to come on up here.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Such a privilege for me to share from God's word this morning time to you. A couple of weeks back, very quickly or accidentally, I contacted Pastor Brian, and that's why I'm here. Thank you so much for opening the house and heart. I really extend my hearty regards to Pastor Matthew and the leadership of the church to host me this morning time. How many of you know that, how many of you are aware about the recent election happened in India? Mm-hmm. Again, the Hindu government came back in power. That's such a dangerous situation right now.
Right.
It is totally fabrication and manipulation.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Indian society totally turned against them, but we don't know what happened inside. So I request all of your prayer, particularly for the protection of the churches throughout India, particularly in the northern side. Last year, 2017, 13 pastors been killed, 2017. 2018, we don't know what has happened. And such a pain and pressure is there. But according to the word, more pressure, more wine.
Yeah.
More pressure, more oil.
Yeah.
So let the anointing of God break the yokes.
Yeah.
So even though we have a church back in our hometown, 1700 people are coming together from cross culture, particularly 70% of the people, those who are attending in our three services, 70% people, they came from Hinduism.
Wow.
Even in fact, my dad, he was a Hindu. He was a Hindu. Right now he is a deacon in the church.
Okay.
And I'm the firstborn from my family.
Wow.
Yeah, at the age of 17, I came to the Lord. And at the age of 18 onwards, I started preaching the gospel.
Wow.
So last 32 years, I'm preaching the gospel. Don't calculate my age. Hallelujah. Throughout the country, we are conducting crusades, leadership seminars, and particularly the pastors' conference. By God's grace, thousands of pastors are being trained since 2012 onwards. One side, there is a pain and persecution problem. Another side, there is a great move of God.
Mm-hmm.
10,000 of people are coming to the Lord.
Yeah.
And every week, most of the weeks, we have crusades like 25,000, 30,000, 40,000 people are gathering in single service.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So the fire is really moving so profoundly in the land of India. We need your prayers. Hallelujah. Shall we turn our attention to the word of God with the gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 16. Open your Bible, please. Gospel of, or you can look at the screen. Yes, gospel of Matthew, chapter 16. Pastor Matthew asked me what I'm going to share. So I thought that not make him happy, I said Matthew. Gospel of Matthew, chapter 16, verses 13 to 18. When Jesus came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked disciples, saying, "Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" So they said, "Some say John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter answered and said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus answered and said to him, "Blessed are you, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven." Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, this is your time. These are your people. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. Exalt the name of Jesus. Glorify the name of Jesus. The revelations of the word of God,
yeah,
let it shower on the lives of the people.
Yeah.
as your scripture says, you know the truth, and truth shall set you free. Let there be freedom over this place in the name of Jesus. I take authority over every demonic realm right now in the name of Jesus. Every spiritual blindness, let it go in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
Holy Spirit, touch every hearts and minister to us. Thank you for the open heaven. We give all the glory and honor to thee. Amen.
Amen.
So this morning, from this particular passage, I want to talk to you from the subject, the elements of anointing. The elements of anointing. We know anointing is nothing but the presence of God. 2,000 years ago, Jesus walked down to the river Jordan, and right after baptism, when Jesus come up from the Jordan River, the heavens opened, and the Father God said, "This is my beloved Son." And Son Jesus is already present there, and the Holy Spirit came upon him like in the form of a dove. So there is a saying, there is a speaking Father, there is a present Son, and the Holy Ghost is coming down. So Trinity is joining together. In India, according to the Hinduism, when three rivers or three oceans are joining together, it's a holy place for them. So three rivers are joining together in India in some places, and three oceans are joining together when the Son took a water baptism years ago. I baptized him in that place. Okay. So here, not the rivers, not ocean, but Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit is coming together at the time of a great anointing. So anointing is nothing but the presence of God. Somebody say presence of God. So in the presence of God, there are certain elements there you can see. Like five things always reflected from the life of Jesus into the lives of the people. When the public, when the multitude is looking at Jesus, five things are reflecting from him. That's why people say, first John the Baptist, then Elijah, then Jeremiah, one of the prophet and son of the living God, which is nothing but a revelation. So the scripture says this happened in the region which is called Caesarea of Philippi. Caesarea of Philippi, right now it is called Benias. Years back, I think in 2016 I was there. The place is called Benias. That is in the western, that's in the eastern side of the Sea of Galilee. Is anybody is there? Was there in Israel? Anybody will say yes. That's in the eastern side of the Sea of Galilee, Benias. Till the year 1967, it was under the boundary, under the control of Syria. But thank God for 1967, it was a jubilee year. 1967. Most of you know 2017. 2017 was another jubilee year. In that jubilee year, Trump has declared that, President Trump has declared that Jerusalem is the Jewish capital.
Yeah.
And 50 years before that, another jubilee year, there was Six-Day War. In that Six-Day War, Israel crushed the Arabic forces and took over many, many strongholds. And one of that main point was this Benias Philippi of Caesarea, Caesarea of Philippi. Jesus crossed the international border and came to the region which is called Benias, the Philippi, the Caesarea of Philippi. He was crossing the border. He was crossing the border. Very few times only Jesus crossed the international border. Why he is crossing the border? According to the Gospel of Matthew chapter, Gospel of Mark chapter 5, he came over that place. The place is called Decapolis to deliver a man. So first of all, for deliverance, he is crossing the border. Is anybody is under some bondage? Is anybody need a deliverance this morning? I want to tell you, Jesus, the Lion of tribe of Judah, he is crossing the border. Hallelujah. Second thing, for to appoint his apostle, he is crossing the border. Hallelujah. Two things are going to happen this morning. Either he is going to deliver you or he is going to appoint you for his glory. So five things are there for the appointment. Appointment is connected with the anointing. When you have the anointing, God is really appointing you in some place or some purpose for His glory. So five things are there you can see. First of all, people said you are John the Baptist. Why people said that you are John the Baptist? Because the Bible says both of them, John the Baptist and Jesus, they preach the same message. They preach the same message. What was the message? Kingdom of God. Oh, when the New Testament curtain arises, you can hear the voice which is crying out from the wilderness, repent, the kingdom of God is ahead. So the word of God, Lord Jesus, when He came down in the form of a man, His name is Jesus, He repeated the message of John the Baptist. The greatest preacher is not Charles Spurgeon, D.L. Moody, or Roberts, or anybody else. They knew the word of God. Every preacher, they knew the word of God. Don't say that Jesus knew the word of God, but He Himself is the word of God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. So He preached the message of the kingdom of God. My dear brothers and sisters, that was the purpose that Jesus came into this world to establish into the kingdom of God. The church is the part of the kingdom. Because before the church, there was kingdom. And even after the rapture of the church, there is kingdom.
Yeah.
So I'm addressing not to some Sunday believers, but to the prince and princesses. Because you are not in the church, but you are in the kingdom in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So you are not a toy in the hand of the devil. Oh, you are the prince and you are the princess. Oh, you are in the kingdom of God. Somebody say, kingdom of God.
Kingdom of God.
Oh, because God is with you.
Yeah.
Jesus is in you. Holy Spirit is upon you. Angels are around you.
Yeah.
One more time. You didn't say praise the Lord. In India, if I am preaching, people will shout, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Somebody has to help me preaching this morning time. You are not a toy in the hand of any obstacle. You are not a toy in the hand of any principalities or any dark and power. Oh, you are not a dust. You are not a womb. Oh, you are not a worm. But you, God is with you. Jesus is in you. Holy Spirit is upon you. And you are more than conqueror in Christ Jesus. Because you are in the kingdom. Hallelujah. The kingdom of God, not something like visible, because Jesus said, my kingdom is not visible. The kingdom of God, that is totally spiritually in Jesus' name. Amen. So Jesus came and preached about the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. So because He was keep on preaching and teaching about the kingdom of God in His public ministry of 3.5 years, people said that, yes, He is John the Baptist. Yes, He had a message to preach. So if you have the anointing of God, you will always have the message to proclaim and to declare before the over the lives of the people of God. Hallelujah. You are a messenger. You are a messenger. You always carry a message. If you carry the anointing, you will carry a message from heaven. Let me tell you, you are not a postman from heaven, because the postman don't have the relation with the message.
Yeah.
But the messenger lives in the message.
Yeah.
One more time. Hallelujah. The postman don't know what is written in the letter.
Right.
The postman have no relation with that message.
Yeah.
But you live in the message.
Amen.
You are not a Sunday postman, but you are a heavenly messenger for His glory. Hallelujah. So, my dear brothers and sisters, Jesus, He Himself was the messenger from heaven. So, you and I, we are the mouthpiece of God. We are the messengers of God. So, when we carry the anointing of God, there is a wonderful message to communicate to the people. We preach heavenly messages. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Secondly, the Bible says, what's the second element? People said that not only he is John the Baptist, but he is Elijah. Why people said that he is Elijah? Because that much power of God manifesting through Jesus.
Amen.
That much power of God is flowing out of Jesus like a mighty flow of a great river.
Yeah.
Oh, from where Jesus received this power, the Bible says, Luke chapter 4, verse 1 and verse 14, Jesus was fasting and praying in the wilderness. Jesus was fasting and praying in the wilderness all alone. Sometimes, even though geographically there is no wilderness in North Carolina, but sometimes God lock you in your wilderness. Mm-hmm. Nobody will call you. Nobody will text you. Everybody may forget you. But I want to guarantee you, when all the doors are closing by your side, at that time the heaven will open for you.
Amen.
And the history says, the Bible also says, from one end to another, all the mighty men of God, they begin their voyage, they begin their service from silence.
Mm-hmm.
One more time. All the mighty men of God, they have begun from their silence. Are you going through a silence? Are you going through a wilderness experience? I have a great hope about your future in Jesus' name. Because the Bible says Moses came from wilderness. Deborah came from wilderness. Apostle Paul, he also had his own wilderness. More than that, Jesus, he himself, he begins from wilderness. With the fullness of the Spirit, Jesus entered into the wilderness. And with the power of the Spirit, he returned from wilderness. Amen?
Amen.
With the fullness of the Spirit, he entered into the wilderness. Yeah. With the power of the Spirit, he came out of the wilderness. The Bible says, not in such a manner, he as he was went in, he came out. With the power of the Spirit, he came out.
Wow.
As a dreamer, Joseph went into the prison. But as an interpreter of a dreamer, he came out of the prison.
Yeah.
So while you are walking, when you are entering into the problem, when you are entering into your wilderness, with a great promotion, you are going to come out of your problem.
Yeah.
So Jesus came out of his wilderness with the power of the Spirit. Somebody say, power of the Spirit. Yes, then you can see in the public ministry of Jesus, wherever he goes and whatever he does, the Bible says the power of God is manifesting through him. Luke chapter 4 verse 36 says, whenever Jesus said, there was power. People astonished about the words of Jesus. And people said that no man ever speak like this man. The scripture says, after the resurrection, when Jesus was walking with the two disciples, those who are going to Emmaus, he preached the entire New Testament while he was walking with them 7 miles. With the 7 miles, he preached the entire New Testament. Hallelujah. Oh, nobody can do that. That magic, he had the power in his word. I heard about D.L. Moody and some preachers, while they are sharing from God's word, people will stop their car, people will stop their vehicle, and there will be traffic jam. Because those preachers, they have such an attractive power in their voice. Amen? In their voice, they have such an attractive power to stop the people, to stop the society. So if an ordinary people have that much power, how much the power that carries the voice of Jesus? Oh, whenever Jesus said, there was power. The Bible says, one day 10 lepers came to Jesus. Jesus said a single word. Jesus said one word and 10 lepers, they instantly healed while they are going their way. So there was power in the words of Jesus. Again, the scripture says, when Jesus looked at the mother-in-law of Peter, she healed her totally. Even the look of Jesus, that is Luke chapter 4 verse 39, Jesus looked over and rebuked the fever. Not simply rebuke the fever. She looked over her and rebuked the fever. Even the look of Jesus had the power. When Jesus saying there was power, when Jesus looking also there was power. Again the scripture says, when Jesus touched the people there was power. Again, when people came and touched Jesus also they were healed because there was power. Why I am quoting all this scripture? The same Jesus is in you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So you are the resident of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Christ, the hope of glory is in you.
Yes.
So likewise, in the same manner, in Jesus' name, in this generation, when you are saying, there will be power.
Yes.
When you are looking, let the demons tremble in Jesus' name.
Yes.
When you are touching, let the incurable cancers and diseases and infirmities, let it disappear in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
When people came and they touched Jesus also, there was power, the Bible says. Even Jesus spat on the eyes of the blind man. Oh, and his eyes be opened, my dear brothers and sisters. Even the spat of Jesus had the power to open the blind eyes. Hallelujah. And Jesus promised to his disciple, because I'm going to my Father, you will do the greater things. Somebody say greater things.
Greater.
Hallelujah. You will do even the greater things. And the scripture says, even through the shadow of Peter, there was the power to heal the sick in the streets of Jerusalem. Oh, God performed outstanding healing and miracles through the aprons and handkerchief of Apostle Paul. So you can see the power in the ministry of Jesus as well as in the ministry of apostles. Oh, hallelujah. The same Jesus is with us. The same Jesus presence is over our life. And in Jesus' name, let there be a power season in each and every one of your life in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So he had a special message, of the kingdom of God. That's the first speciality. Second thing the Bible says, he was a carrier of the power of God. That's why people call him, hey, probably he is going to be Elijah. And again, another reason is also, I want to tell you, Malachi chapter 4, verse 3 onwards, Prophet Malachi prophesied that Elijah will come. Elijah will come. And because they have seen this much great power, people said that probably he is the one like Elijah. He's the one like Elijah. He's the Elijah. Yes, there was a specific message of kingdom of God, and there was power. Thirdly, they said that you are Jeremiah. Why they said that you are Jeremiah? Jeremiah was the prophet of tears. Jeremiah chapter 9 verse 1 says, Jeremiah was one day crying out to God, "Oh Lord, make my head full of water and my eyes be the fountain of tears so that I can weep for my people of God." He was praying, "Oh Lord, fill my head with the water and make my eyes with the fountain of tears so that I can weep and cry for the slain of my people." Hallelujah. So the third character for the anointed child of God, he will weep before the presence of God. Let me repeat, he will weep not before the people, but he will weep before the presence of God. Hallelujah. I guarantee you, if you weep before the presence of God, he won't allow you to weep before the people.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So if you weep before the presence of God, if you really with your tears extend your problem, pour your tears at the presence of God, whatever may be the circumstances and scenario, he will change the situation for his glory and he will perform a miracle for each and every one of your life.
Yeah.
Are you going through your valley of tears? I want to encourage you this morning time, in Jesus' name, there is power in tears. There is power when you pour your tears at the feet of Jesus. I want to tell you a story of a mother that happened in South India. Her husband was working in Middle East and they have three children. The first child, he had a tremendous asthmatic attack, tremendous asthmatic problem. Was not able to attend the schools in a proper manner. In the childhood time, he had such a tremendous asthmatic problem. Now and then he was admitted in the hospital. And in that area, all the leading doctors at the hospital said that, "We don't know what is the actual reason for this child is suffering." But one day, the asthmatic attack, the problem really shoot up. And the doctor said that, sooner or later, this child is going to be lost. He is going to die. And they have been rejected from the hospital. That boy was taken to the home. And that night, everybody confirmed that this boy is not going to make that night. He's going to die very soon. Some neighboring people, they have come. Some close relatives, they came to see him in the last and final time. But the mother began to cry before the Lord. Is any mothers crying for your children this morning? The Bible says, Hannah cried and Samuel prophesied. Hallelujah. Hannah cried and Samuel prophesied. Hallelujah. Write it down in your heart. If there is a weeping Hannah in your same house, there will be a prophesying Samuel. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
So that night the mother cried. The mother cried before the presence of God. Lord, when the father is coming back, I can give only the dead body of my son. Don't take away the life of my son. Don't take away the life of my son. Like an Indian street beggar. She was screaming and crying before the Lord. Don't take away the life of my son. And if you give him back, I will raise him for your glory. Yeah. That husband was a Hindu. The mom was a nominal Anglican Christian. Nominal Christian. But that night heaven heard that cry. And heaven came down. God came down. The mighty hand of God touched the boy's life. Next second he jumped out of the bed and said, Mommy, my respiratory system is normal. I can breathe well. Don't cry. He wiped away the tears of my mom. Probably you're asking, where is that mom? That mom is 80 years old, still lives in my town. Where is that boy? I am that boy. Hallelujah. So are you crying for your children? Are you crying for some matters, my brothers and sisters? I want to tell you, your answer is on the way. Your tears are not vain in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Because the Bible says, everything has a time. Oh, there's a time for mourning. There is a time for joy. We were constantly singing about joy, joy, joy. I believe that that's a prophetic song for this morning time. Let every lamentation, let it go in Jesus' name. Every morning, let it go in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let the joy of the Lord, let it invade in the lives of the people. Come on, open our mouth and shout, hallelujah. Come on, open our mouth and worship the Lord in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Your season of lamentation, let it be over in Jesus' name. I put a full stop. As a man of God, I put a full stop against all the lamentation in Jesus' name. The Son of Righteousness, He is rising in the horizon of your life. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Wherever you crushed, wherever you mocked, wherever you rejected, wherever you were lamented, in the same place God is going to honor you.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. In the same neighborhood God is going to honor you. In Jesus' name. Because every day cannot be your lament, cannot be your tears and your problems cannot be extended. Everything has a boundary. Like Atlantic Ocean and Pacific Ocean has their own boundary. In Jesus' name, your problem is having a boundary in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 2,000 years ago, Jesus being rejected in Jerusalem. Jesus being slaughtered in Jerusalem. Oh, 600 soldiers. Josephus says almost 600 soldiers were there. They spat on Jesus. They crucified Jesus. He was bearing the cross 1 kilometer and 200 meters. Oh, they have killed and buried Jesus in the city of Jerusalem. So there was a time for lamentation even for Jesus in the city of Jerusalem. But I want to tell you this morning time, in the same Jerusalem, Jesus is going to come back.
Yeah.
In the same Jerusalem, He is going to return. Not as a little baby, but He is going to come back as the King of Kings, as the Lord of Lords. Oh, 2,000 years ago, he came as a Lamb of God. But now he is going to come back as a Lion of tribe of Judah.
Yeah.
2,000 years ago when he came, he sat on a donkey. But now he is going to come, he is going to sat on a white horse. 2,000 years ago when he came, he hung on the cross. But now when he is going to come, he is going to seated in the throne of his father David. Oh, 2,000 years ago when he came, he had one crown of thorn upon his head. But now when he's going to come back, he's going to be crown upon crown, crown upon crown, because he's the King of Kings, he's the Lord of Lords, and he's the God of God. 2,000 years ago when he came, Peter denied him. Judas betrayed him. Oh, and Herod mocked him. And Pilate questioned him. But now when he is going to return, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess, Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Wherever you are rejected, in the same Jerusalem, God is going to honor you. Hallelujah. And when Jesus is going to come back, he is going to reign and rule, not for 5 years or 4 years, but he is going to rule and reign for 1,000 years.
Yeah.
I'm so excited about those 1,000 years.
Yeah.
Are you excited?
Yeah.
Hello, are you excited?
Yeah.
I'm so excited about those 1,000 years. There is no natural calamity in that 1,000 years. There is no terrorist activity in those 1,000 years. No World Trade Centers are going to be collapsed in that 1,000 years. There is no suicide in that 1,000 years. Hallelujah. If you are working as a medical doctor or nurse, I want to inform you that every hospital shall be empty in that 1,000 years. If you are a police officer, I want to tell you, no duty for police, and every army will be on vacation for 1,000 years. Hallelujah, because like you are holding your television remote control, Jesus, the Prince of Peace, he will be the he will be controlling the entire planet here. Hallelujah. So our lamentation cannot be continued. It has concluded in Jesus' name. No more tears in Jesus' name. No more pain in Jesus' name. I take authority over every sickness in the name of Jesus. Let the healing virtue of the Lord, let it flow. Let it flood in this room in Jesus' name. Probably you are saying that, I don't have any sickness. My loved ones, they are already sick. They are admitted to the hospital. They are taking rest in the house. But today in Jesus' name, while I am sharing this message, oh, more than the speed of the light, the virtue of God's healing is radiating from this place and healing your loved ones wherever they are in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Be healed in Jesus' name. Be healed in Jesus' name. Come on, lift your hands and praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Rakamana Ragunia Shandalena Mogisham Satanadiacha. Every curse, let it break in Jesus' name. Every bondage, let it break in Jesus' name. Every tears and problem, let it eliminate from everybody in the mighty name of Jesus. No more, you are the people of lamentation. You are no more going to live in problem, but you are going to live in the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, worship him. In Jesus' name. He had a specific message about the kingdom of God. And he was a channel of the power of God. Thirdly, he was a man of tears. Yes, that is what the Bible says, and as well as the history also says. Joseph says, whenever you are looking at the eyes of Jesus, always those eyes were filled with the tears. Hallelujah. That's a character of every man of God. I saw somebody was crying while doing the worship. Thank God for the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Whenever the Holy Spirit is with you, you will weep. Not before the people, but before the Lord.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I used to say to my church, we don't want a church meeting without tears. Because Monday to Saturday we are going to laugh. if we weep before the presence of God. Hallelujah. Because he's collecting our tears. and He is counting your tears. He has already collected your tears in heaven, and He is counting your tears, and your answer is on the way.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So, John the Baptist. Secondly, Elijah. Thirdly, they said Jeremiah. And fourthly, they have said, yes, one of the prophet. Why one of the prophet? From Moses to Malachi, or Moses to John the Baptist, they were the prophet in the Old Testament. All the prophets died, except Elijah. Elijah, of course, taken to heaven. And Enoch as well. Hallelujah. Two special cases are there. Enoch and Elijah, they have taken to heaven. That is another message. Next time I will preach about the seven raptures.
There you go.
Okay, seven raptures in the Bible. The first is started with Enoch. Hallelujah. The fifth is for the church. Okay, that's another message. Hallelujah. So Elijah, and then people said that one of the prophets. So all the prophets in the Old Testament, they have died. I want to tell you, Moses died. Isaiah died. Jeremiah died. All the prophets died. But ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, boys and girls, I want to tell you, even the prophets died, their anointing never died.
Amen.
The men of God, they have died, but their anointing never died. The anointing cannot die. Because anointing is not coming from seminary.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. Anointing comes from God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. God never dies. Hallelujah. So the men of God, they may die. But the anointing that they were carrying, it won't die in Jesus' name. Billy Graham died. But thank God, His anointing never dies. Touch your neighbor and say, God is selecting you. Amen. God is selecting you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You are the Moses of 2019. You are the Joshua of 2019. Yes, you are the Elisha of 2019. You are the Daniel of 2019. You are the Peter and Paul for 2019, because the anointing never dies.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Wow. So Jesus was carrying the heritage of Father God. The heritage of the Father God. Hallelujah. In the Old Testament time, oh, how the God, the Father used the prophets in such a manner, in the same manner God used Lord Jesus Christ. So I want to encourage you in Jesus' name. You have to carry all the fatherly blessings and the fatherly anointing in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. This is not, the anointing is not seasonal. One more time. The anointing is not seasonal. This is not a vegetable garden. The vegetable garden will exist only for 6 months. If you come to India, the banana garden will exist only for 1 year. This is not a vegetable garden. This is not a banana garden. But rather than this is the vineyard of the Lord.
Yeah.
The vineyard will exist for generation after generation.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Abraham died. But the anointing came upon, the blessing came upon Isaac. Isaac died. But Jacob was carrying the same anointing. And the fourth generation, the anointing, the godly presence rested upon Joseph. In the same manner, in Jesus' name, all the previous generation, there are many, many men of God. We are reading the exciting story, what happened in the former generation in the United States of America. People like Edward Jonathan, D.L. Moody, or Roberts.
Yeah.
Oh, so many chairs are vacant
in
the kingdom. So many chairs are vacant.
Yeah.
It is our cry.
Yeah.
Use us. Fill us and use us for your cry.
Thank you, Lord.
God, our Father, use us for thy glory.
Yeah.
You're not asking for some money.
Yeah.
You're not asking for some position or possession. But we need you more than ever before. We need you more than ever before. It is my prayer in Jesus' name from this small congregation. So mighty men of God, woman of God, let them be raised from this place.
Yeah.
Oh, hallelujah. Blessed songwriters and worshippers, let them be raised from this place.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Let there be prophets of nations. Let them be raised from this place. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Oh, in Jesus' name. Jesus was carrying that heritage. That's why they have said, we're not the prophet. So John the Baptist, Elijah, Jeremiah, and one of the prophets. But four answers are wrong answers.
Yeah.
Then what is right? The revelation was right.
Yeah.
The information cannot be wrong. But the revelation always will be right.
Yeah.
Don't tune up your life with the information.
Yeah.
CNN, BBC, NBC, and so on. Not the information controls you, but let the revelation lead you in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
So we are not walking by information. We are not taking the decisions by information. Information, that is nothing but letter. I want to tell you again, the information will kill you.
Yeah.
But the revelation will revive you.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Touch your neighbor and say, I need the revelation. Yes, you need the revelation. The information may suppress you, but the revelation will build you.
Yeah.
The revelation will build you. Yes, Peter came forward and said, that is not the information, but the revelation. And you are not Jeremiah, you are not Elijah, you are not one of the prophets. Rather than you are not John the Baptist, but you are the Son of the living God.
Yes.
And Jesus so excited and said, hey, Simon, this is not an information, not the flesh and blood revealed to you, but my Father in heaven revealed to you. I am the Son of Most High God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. That's a specific message we need to preach in this era, my brothers and sisters. Oh, let the North Korea hear that Jesus is the Son of the living God. Let the Saudi Arabia and the Islamic nation, let them hear that Jesus Christ, he is the Son of the living God. Hallelujah. Because they said that he's the one of the prophet. He's the one of the prophet. He's the one of the prophet. Oh, in the name of Jesus, devil is always a liar. Oh, he is not the one of the prophet, but he is the Son of the Most High God. I believe that all the Islamic nations are going to be open for the purpose of gospel in this generation in Jesus' name. Do you believe that? Hallelujah. Since 1998, I'm receiving the invitation to visit Saudi Arabia. I told that, guys, I won't come to preach the gospel to Saudi Arabia secretly. I want to preach the gospel in Saudi Arabia publicly in the stadiums and the grounds. Oh, come on. Hallelujah. Let every unbelief and doubt let it go in Jesus' name. Come on. Hallelujah. God is opening the nations. God is opening the nations. Yes, believe me, recently they have given the permission to build up the church.
Yeah,
that is happening. The PCS spirit is not the spirit of Antichrist. The PCS spirit is not a Buddhist spirit or Hindu spirit. The PCS spirit is the blessed Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is so busy in this generation. He is opening the nations. He is making the history. Amen. Hallelujah. So my dear brothers and sisters, the Bible says that was the revelation. Oh, Peter came forward and said that you are the Son of the Most High God. Yes, that was a revelation. If you carry God's anointing, the fifth and final element, you will be a channel of revelation. Whenever you are open your mouth, the revelations will flow in Jesus' name. You are the channel of revelation. Oh, when you are sleeping, while you are sleeping, you will receive the dreams and visions. Oh, hallelujah. I release that anointing over these precious people. From tonight onwards, let there be dreams and visions. Dreams and visions. No more nightmares, but dreams and visions in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Let your bedrooms fill with God's glory. God's doxa, that is nothing but glory. Hallelujah. No more that house is your house. Let that house be the house of revival. Let that house be the house of living water. Let that house be full with the glory of God in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You need the revelation. While you are sleeping through the dreams, while you are awake through visions, and while you are reading this holy book through the word of God, you will receive the revelation.
And that revelation is going to build you.
Yeah.
I guarantee you, and I prophesy over somebody. No preacher ever preached. No author ever written such a revelation you are going to receive in these days.
Yeah.
The revelation chambers are going to open for you. Somebody say, amen.
Amen.
One more time. The revelation chambers are going to open for you.
Amen.
Oh, fill your storehouse with the grace. Still fill your storehouse with the grace. The grain is nothing but the revelations. Fill your storehouse with the revelation. Because times are coming. One day you are going to open the storehouse and you are going to serve for, so you are going to serve the nations in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So revelation. Fifth element is the revelation about a Christ who he is. And Jesus said, I will build my church upon this rock. Oh, it is such a fascinating statement, my brothers and sisters. Because Jesus never said that statement in Capernaum or in Galilee or even in Jerusalem. But Caesarea in Philippi. Caesarea in Philippi, Jesus said, I'm going to raise my church. I'm going to build my church. When I'm talking about church, it is not a concrete jungle. When I'm talking about church, it is not a building complex.
Yeah.
When I'm talking about church, you are the church.
Yeah.
Each and every one of you, you are the church. And Jesus is not going to break you, but he is going to build you.
Yeah.
Whatever may be the challenges and the problem that you are facing, Jesus is going to build you. Amen. Open your mouth and say, he's going to build me. Hallelujah. Not with the money, not with the glamour, not with the wisdom or intelligence, but he's going to build you with the revelations in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
With the revelation, God is going to build you. Why he said in the Caesarea of Philippi? Because when you go back and study about the history and the background of Caesarea and Philippi, all kinds of idols are there. When Jesus came with the 12 disciples to Caesarea Philippi 2,000 years ago, all kinds of idols were there. The idol of Baal was there. Asherah was there. And Artemis was there. All Greek and Babylon gods were there. So all religion and hundreds, probably thousands of idols were there. That place is called at that time the Gates of Hell. The place is called Gates of Hell. When you come to India in some place, I can show you thousands of idols everywhere. And there are some places like that. So 2,000 years ago, this place, Caesarea Philippi, it was a place totally covered with the idols. And Jesus never took his disciple to a secret chamber and whisper in their eyes, whisper into their ears and say, don't say anybody, I'm going to build my church. It was not a whispering, secret whispering, but a public declaration.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
It
was a public declaration.
Yeah.
The lion of the tribe of Judah, he was not murmuring, but he was roaring.
Yeah.
Thousands of idols are there. I believe that, of course, thousands of demons are there.
Yeah.
With his 12 disciples, he went over that place, stood in the midst of all idols, and publicly he said that, you devil, you Lucifer, if you want to resist me, if you want to stop me, I don't want to get a permission from you. I don't need a permission from you. I am going to build my church.
Yeah.
I'm going to build my church, and these gates of hell cannot prevail against
it.
In Jesus' name. These idols, these religions, these demons, these curses cannot prevail against my church.
Right.
Today, in the name of Jesus, in that total package, thank God we are there.
Yeah.
We are included in that package.
Yeah.
Somebody say, amen.
Yeah.
So he is going to build us, my brothers and sisters. Oh, in the month of June 23rd, I want to tell you, your July is going to be better than your June. Your 2020 is going to be better than 2019. Your tomorrow will be so brighter than your yesterday. Hallelujah. Because God is bringing you. With his revelation. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Yes. And the gates of hell cannot prevail against it. Hey, what's the meaning of that? Gates of hell? Yes, there are some city gates. Somebody say city gates?
Yeah.
Yes, in the Old Testament you can read about the city gates. All the important decision taken at the city gates.
Yeah.
One more time. All the important decision taken by the at the point of city gates.
Yeah.
Oh, all the prince and all the wonderful people, all the intellectual people, they will be sitting near the city gates and they will take the decision. Whether that decision is good or bad, they will take the decision at the city gate. For example, Boaz and Ruth, they got married. The confirmation taken place at the city gate. The marriage decision taken at the city gates. The bad decision, for example, Judges chapter 16. The city elders of Philistine city elders, they have taken a bad decision against Samson at the city gate. What's that bad decision? We want to kill Samson. We are going to kill Samson. That was their decision taken at the city gate. At the city gate, they have taken the decision. Oh, now we have arrested. Samson, and we locked him in the jail. Tomorrow morning, we are going to kill him. Tomorrow morning, we are going to kill Samson. But what happened? The Bible says, at the night, the heavens opened and the Spirit of God came upon Samson. Hallelujah. I want to tell you, God does our night duty.
Yeah.
He always likes to do something great in our night time. In the middle of the night, the Spirit of God came upon Samson. And Samson woke up, he opened his eyes, he came out. The Bible says, Judges chapter 16, this afternoon, go and please read that portion. There the Bible says, oh, Samson, pluck out that city gate and walk away from that place.
Mm-hmm.
He plucked up the city gate and walked away from that place.
Mm-hmm.
And the next morning, when the people over that city, when they said, good morning, and gathered over here, oh, there is no city gate. There is no city gate. And without city gate, the elders cannot gather.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
It is not a joke. So if you really an anointed servant of God, you can dismantle and dismiss the committee of devil in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You can dissolve the decisions of every demon in Jesus' name. They want to destroy Samson. They want to kill Samson. But Samson dismissed that Philistine elders committee for the glory of God. Hallelujah. The plan of the enemy totally shuffled and nullified and stopped for the glory of God. In Jesus' name. Probably the devil is putting some snares against you in the future. But in the name of Jesus, before conclusion, let me tell you, all the schemes and the plan of the enemy about your future is going to be dismissed today in Jesus' name. Every plan of the enemy, every accident, cancel in Jesus' name. Every cancer attack, cancel in Jesus' name. Every problem of division, every problem of attack of the enemy, let it cancel in the name of Jesus. Because Jesus said, I will build my church and no gates of hell cannot prevail against it.
Yeah.
Oh, what is going to happen in the future? Future, what it is going to happen is Jesus is going to raise you up. Jesus is going to build you up. Hallelujah. He's going to dismantle. He's going to destroy the scheme and the plan of the enemy. And on the side, he's going to build you up. Probably you are asking, hey brother, how he is going to build me up? As much as you are opening your mouth and talking in tongues, that means he is going to edify you.
Yeah.
That is in your Bible. Jude verse 20 says, as much as we are talking in tongues, that much edification is happening. Somebody say edification.
Edification.
One more time.
Edification.
Yes. He wants to build you up. As much as you are talking in tongues, that much He is going to raise you up. He is going to build you up. Today, the Spirit of God is here. One side, there is a deception. One side, there is a dismantle and dismiss. One side, all the scheme and the plan of the enemy is going to be dismissed and dissolved in Jesus' name. Another side, there is an elevation is going to happen in your life. Hallelujah. God's presence and God's purpose is going to be elevated in your life. Hallelujah. Shall we stand on our feet and worship the Lord for a while? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody please come and touch the keyboard. Thank you, sister. Thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, may the wonderful Lord minister to you. Thank you, Jesus. Open our mouth and let us all open our mouth and lift your voice.